Back live from Purdue Stadium, now joined by Shorebirds manager Adonis Smith and AD. Great to chat with you again. It's been a pretty competitive week against a very good Fred Nats team. A lot of close outcomes, obviously a lot of good things in this series so far. So what has stuck out to you about what the team has done so far against this first place Fred Nats squad?
I mean, we've been playing clean baseball. I mean, we've been making plays for the most part throughout the game. And towards the latter part of the game, you know, things kind of get a little hairy. But we're coming out competing and laying it out there just almost similar to our practice design. You know, we practice hard on making certain plays, certain situations, and it's showing across the game as of late.
Has to feel pretty good. You've been able to go toe-to-toe with these guys, and it feels like all along you've had confidence, as well as this whole coaching staff, that this team is capable of competing with anyone when they avoid the mistakes that we've seen haunt them at times.
100%. I mean, I've talked to them several times that they're not going to be perfect, but if we try to create a perfect situation, then we'll be great. But no one's going to be perfect. If there's a mishap or a hiccup that happens on a ground ball or, you know, a walk here or a strikeout here, you know, just, you know, have to put that behind them, you know, and then move on to the next one, because that opportunity is going to come around again.
And this has to show a pretty good measuring stick for this team, too, just really how far they've come since the last time you went against these guys.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great Fred Nats team, but we're just as good. I mean, we put our best foot forward and come out and compete and be intentional about the things we do. We can compete and play with anyone.
One thing that's noticeable with this team right now is it seems like, offensively speaking at least, it's gotten a lot deeper because you've gotten healthier. Miguel Rodriguez, Jordan Sanchez, they're both healthy off the injured list. And, of course, you've added Elvin Garcia, too, another good bat from the FCL. So it feels like there's a lot more powerful bats offensively with this team currently.
Absolutely. And then just like, you know, everyone else that's in the lineup, you know, it's a day-in, day-in-out process. You know, the pitches that they're looking to hit, the zones they're looking to swing, the balls they're looking to take. And just an overall good approach of going up to the plate and understanding what the pitcher's given them and what, you know, they can do with, you know, what the guy has given them. And they've done a great job thus far and continue to see more progress and continue to love to see them get after when they're on, when they're in the game.
And it certainly feels like you've added more depth to the pitching staff as well. Steven Still, who's starting tonight, has been a guy who's been eating some innings, Andrew Herbert earlier this week, amongst others. So it feels pretty good that you kind of have some guys that have been able to go deep into games for you, whether it be as a starter or out of the bullpen.
It's always good. I mean, it starts there. I mean, if we don't have the pitching, then, you know, we can't hold other teams. And so if the pitchers are out there and giving their best out, conviction, intentionality with everything they're throwing and they're competing, that's all we ask. And, you know, they've been great thus far, and looking for more great performances from them.
No, it's been notable this week on the offensive side is how well you guys have run the bases. Obviously, the base stealing numbers have been up this week. And you've held Fredericksburg, who likes to run themselves, down too. I know we talked about this last time against Fayetteville, but it feels like you guys are controlling the run game both offensively and on the defensive side too pretty well.
That is a huge task for us, is to control the running game. Because if guys get the second and third less than two outs, the opportunity for them to score is a lot higher. But we've really taken initiative in understanding who the runners are, who the base stealers are, mixing holes, missing looks, back picks from catchers, pickoffs from pitchers, holding guys at second base a little tighter, throwing open hand, open glove. So it's definitely a viable part of our game and our team aspect of what we want to do to keep guys from running on us. And it also helps that if they're not in scoring position, they can't score. So it keeps the games a little tighter.
One player you do have in your clubhouse this week, Enrique Bradfield Jr., one of the best prospects in the organization, currently with AAA and on the cusp of the big leagues. So how important is it to have his presence in the clubhouse this week, especially for a pretty young team?
It's amazing. We've talked to EBJ just to kind of take some guys under his wing and just kind of show the professionalism is something that we're trying to provide for these players to understand this is what it takes to play at that level. It's been awesome. He's been a great, great add for us, and hopefully he's healthy, can move on out of here, get his work done. But just to have a guy's presence and obviously to see him play, and guys can mimic the things or try to mimic the things he does well on the base paths in the field into their game.
And then one last player I want to ask you about, Andres Nalai, has quietly turned into a really good offensive contributor for this team. A lot of multi-hit games lately. He's hitting the ball hard, driving guys home. So what's impressed you about what Nalai has done, obviously offensively, but also on defense too?
I mean, the offensive thing, I've always known it was going to be there. I mean, spring training had one of the best spring trainings that I know of, you know, from him, you know, just seeing him for the first hand. But he tore it up in spring training. It kind of went away, and now it's coming back. And from a defensive perspective, he's been really locked in and just going about his work intentionally. And that's one of those things that the day in and day out work that Buckley does with him and all the other catchers is starting to show on the field. And once those guys start to build confidence in their ability, and this is the product you get to see.
Well, AD, really good stuff. We appreciate the time as always, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Manager Adonis Smith, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.